Ghana adopted the Community-Based Health Planning and Services, CHIPS, strategy about 15 years ago to achieve the principles of primary health care in the country. Today, the CHIPS concept has become pivotal in the attainment of universal health coverage, especially around maternal and child health services. The concept has also attracted the attention and involvement of development partners, including the Korea International Cooperation Agency. QUECA has defined its priority for supporting CHIPS to include helping to strengthen the existing CHIPS system through a revitalized community participatory approach. This will be achieved by focusing on strengthening the role of community health volunteers and community health management committees. It also hopes to strengthen the health system both in the health service delivery capacity and health system management capacity. The Upper East region was chosen for the implementation of the project because it is the birthplace of the CHIPS concept. The specific objectives of the project include improving the quality of maternal, neonatal, and child health services at health facilities. Project manager of QUECA CHIPS project, Min-Yong Seon Kim, mentioned that the project is hinged on four pillars including accountability, sustainable procurement, and quality evidence generation.
The first pillar of what CHIPS does is capacity building and human resource empowerment. This pillar involves many types of training, sensitization, and other activities to strengthen the software in the health system. Therefore, it is obvious that the role of Ghana Health Service is the key. However, this is not only limited to our colleagues in headquarters and the regional office. The leadership of the district directors, district assemblies, sub-district directors, chiefs, and the traditional leaders plays a very important role in the success of this project. And of course, I'd like to thank in advance for the contact by our frontier health workers, volunteers, and the community members, for without them, we will not achieve our common goals.
The Upper East Regional Director of Health Service, Kofi Issa, mentioned that CHIPS is currently being implemented in about 6,000 zones nationwide, with 290 functional zones in the Upper East region. He announced that the project will be implemented in the 13 districts of the region. He challenged all partners, including communities, policymakers, traditional authorities, to work hard to make the project worthy of emulation. The Upper East Regional Minister, Roxin Bukari, was a guest speaker at the launch.
I wish to appeal to all stakeholders to support the implementation of the CHIPS project, especially health staff. The holistic nature of the project will attract the very energies of staff, and you must be determined to see it succeed. You should therefore seek, as part of the reorientation strategies, to change attitudes of community health officers who will need to interact more with community people. The level of commitment and cooperation health officers will imprint greatly on the responses of community volunteers and community health management committees.